To many people, it may look like just another child's baseball game in the United States. But the Little League World Series is more than that. It is the largest competition for the best, the most dedicated, and the most disciplined of the world's young baseball players. This year, there is a player getting special attention for throwing the ball very fast. But this player is getting even more attention because, in a game mainly played by boys, she is a girl. A common insult to a boy is to tell them they throw like a girl. But those days may be over, especially when you see Monet Davis throw a baseball. The 13-year-old baseball player is making history at this year's Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. This is not only because she is one of the few girls to have made it this far, but because she is such a good player. Monet Davis is currently one of the most talked about athletes in the U.S. She has been on the front page of her hometown paper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. TV ratings of her games are the highest ever on the sports network ESPN for Little League Baseball. And she will be the first Little League player ever to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine in late August. But why all the attention? Monet Davis is not the first girl to play Little League Baseball. Katherine Johnston Mazur was. Back in 1950, Katherine Johnston Mazur cut her hair, called herself Tubby, and joined a Little League Baseball team in the city of Corning, New York. When it was discovered that she was a girl, the league created a rule banning girls from playing. The Tubby Rule, as it was known, would stand for 24 years. Baseball is mainly a boys' sport, but Monet Davis is outstanding at it. She plays on the U.S. Mid-Atlantic regional team called the Tanny Dragons. They are a group of kids from the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The city is known for its working-class culture and for its love of sports. Philadelphia is where the legend of the boxer Rocky was born. The Tanny Dragons made it to the World Series after Monet Davis pitched a shutout game against a team from Newark, New Jersey, in a regional championship game. In baseball, a shutout is a game in which the pitcher does not let the other team score. Without scoring, you cannot win a baseball game. And that is how her team made it to the World Series. No one could hit Monet's pitches. It is reported that she can throw the ball over 100 kilometers an hour. She is the first girl to have pitched a shutout in the Little League World Series tournament. Dawn Staley is also a Philadelphia native and a basketball player who has won 3 gold medals in the Olympics. Ms. Staley says Monet represents an important sports message. "It's just a baseball," Ms. Stanley says. "We need to really look at it like that. It's just a baseball. Anyone who picks up a ball is just playing." Ms. Staley says that the Little League World Series gave Monet a huge opportunity to show her baseball abilities. She reminds us that there are many girls playing just as well, but who have not had this much attention. She calls them diamonds in the rough, or unpolished diamonds. Monet Davis is not just a good player. She is a good teammate. She is quick to point out that it takes a team to win a baseball game. One reporter from the Inquirer asked Davis, "What would you like the public to know about your teammates?" Monet smiled and said, "These guys should be interviewed more. It's not just about me. It's about the whole team. And without them, we wouldn't be here right now." I'm Ana Mateo. And now for words in the news. These words may have other meanings, but this is how they are used in the game of baseball. Pitcher, the player who throws the ball in a game of baseball. Shutout, a game or contest in which one side does not score. Mound, the slightly raised area of ground on which a baseball pitcher stands. Curveball, a pitch that is thrown with spin so that the ball curves in the air. Slider, a fast pitch that curves slightly in the air.